Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, January 31st, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. The stock market tries to reset after its worst week since October, with even popular stocks like Apple and Tesla suffering post-earnings declines. The GameStop Reddit saga and ensuing short squeeze will still be a major story next week, but the Q4 earnings season will keep rolling, with Amazon, Alphabet, Alibaba, and oil giants BP and ExxonMobil some of the notable companies stepping into the earnings confessional. Economic reports due out include updates on durable goods, factory orders, and construction spending. At the end of the week, the January jobs reports blast in to turn some of the focus back on some of the underlying issues with the U.S. economy. This week in earnings news, the calendar in the week ahead features reports from Thermo Fisher, NXP Semiconductors, and Vertex Pharmaceuticals on February 1st, Alibaba, BP, UPS, Pfizer, Alphabet, Amazon, Chipotle, Amgen, ExxonMobil, and Electronic Arts on the 2nd, Humana, AbbVie, eBay, PayPal, MetLife, Spotify on the 3rd, Merck, Penn National Gaming, Philip Morris, Snap, Ford, Pinterest, and Activision Blizzard on the 4th, as well as Cardinal Health and Sanofi on the 5th. In IPO news, IPO pricing set to fire off during the week include TELUS International CDA, On24, Loan Depot, Atotech, Evaxion Biotech. Across the Atlantic, Dr. Martens will start week two of trading after a successful first day in London. Also next week, IPO lockups expire on Rackspace Technology, BigCommerce, and CNS Pharma. On February 2nd, as well as Freeline Therapeutics, Ibex Holdings, Checkmate Pharmaceuticals, and OLB Group on February 3rd. Quiet periods end on Cullinan and Gracell Bio on February 3rd as well, to free up analysts to cover the stocks. One of the most anticipated IPO debuts of the year was pushed back when Roblox postponed its offering after recently raising private funding at just under $30 billion valuation. Harley-Davidson reveals its 2021-2025 strategic plan along with Q4 results on February 2nd. Nordstrom hosts a virtual investor event on the 4th, during which senior executives will discuss the company's long-term growth strategy, strategic priorities, and drivers of value creation. Also on the 4th, Texas Instruments holds a capital management update webcast led by their CFO. The company is scheduled to update on the strategy to maximize long-term growth of free cash flow per share and review TI's 2020 performance against its stated capital management metrics. Generics Biotechnology Corporation will hold a conference call on February 5th to update investors about the development of the company's Li-Qi complete vaccine against the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus. New vehicle sales for the month of January are expected to rise just over 6% from the level a year ago, this according to a joint forecast from J.D. Power and LMC Automotive. The firm called the growth in retail sales encouraging, especially as it is being achieved with higher transaction prices and lower incentive levels. While retail demand remains strong, non-retail sales are still recovering, which is hampering total vehicle sales and SAR. The primary risk for retail sales pace to stay on a solid pace is said to be supply chain disruption, read the forecast. Investors have bid up auto stocks on electrification plans and hopes more than raw volume numbers. Year-to-date gainers include Workhorse Group, Nikola, Tata Motors, Conde Technologies, Lordstown Motors, General Motors, and of course, Tesla. A soft number for Macau gross gaming revenue in January is widely expected after travel from mainland China to the gaming Mecca was restricted even more due to rising COVID-19 cases. The situation is not anticipated to significantly improve before the Chinese New Year holiday in a few weeks. The read-through from the January numbers could impact trading on Wynn Macau, Wynn Resorts, Sands China, Las Vegas Sands, MGM China, MGM Resorts, Galaxy Entertainment, SJM Holdings, Melco Resorts and Entertainment, and Studio City International. Reports on discount broker DARTs and Class 8 truck orders will arrive sometime during the week. NIO will also give an update on its January deliveries tally. This week in Barron's mentions, the Stocks and Themes Drawing Attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. The publication throws an even brighter spotlight on electric vehicle battery startup QuantumScape. A frothy wave of investor exuberance over QuantumScape has made it the highest valued company with annual revenue less than $1 million. The leap of faith is that Quantum could be generating roughly $5 billion in EBITDA by 2030 if things go as some analysts forecast. Some sleeper picks from the latest Barron's Roundtable are ASML Holding, Delivery Hero, Yum China, and Prologis. This week in our single stock coverage, we're covering AMC with trapping value. AMC closed the week at over $13.30. Trapping value begins here. Wall Street ended an exciting week with reports from the mega cap stocks and a legendary short squeeze on some big names. The firms that were surprisingly left out of the news were the ones that focus on helping distressed companies undergo restructuring. After all, if all that is required for strained companies to avoid Chapter 11 is one simple squeeze, then why even bother having such firms around? While the lunacy of the action this week will likely go down as one of the most talked about topics in textbooks down the line, we want to focus on one specific stock, AMC Entertainment Holdings. AMC went into the pandemic in a leveraged state and under most normal regimes would have folded by Q3 2020. The unprecedented monetary easing, however, has created an endless source of capital for firms that would normally just call it a day. Trapping value continues. Our overarching point here is that the run-up in AMC stock has nothing to do with sudden heroics of Wall Street bets or retail brothers. It is an extension of the bubble. While the run-up in the stock is a bubble phenomenon, the company has been issuing equity like there is no tomorrow. As quoted by Yahoo Finance, AMC disclosed on Wednesday that it had sold $304.8 million worth of stock on Monday and Tuesday at an average price of $4.81 per share. Trapping value continues. AMC also issued equity on Silver Lake's request to convert $600 million of debt, and Silver Lake turned around and sold it. Investors are extrapolating the squeezing GameStop to the one happening in AMC. They see the catch-up potential in AMC and are piling all in. There are multiple reasons that this simply will not happen. Reason one, unlimited supply. Reason two, very limited demand. Reason three, short squeeze cannot drive stocks to infinity. Reason four, while it may become a popular meme to make fun of short sellers and the distress they have gone through, most of them could not care less. The reason is that the most popular strategy in short selling, one we have often brought forward, is to short the equity and go long the bonds. While the virtual high-fiving might be celebrating that the shorts have been taught a lesson via a 426% increase in the common share price. A good deal of those shorts were probably long the bonds and are up a tiny 700%, even ignoring substantial accrued interest in the same time frame. Trapping value concludes here. While we do believe this squeeze is a symptom of the bubble, AMC's equity issuance continues to de-risk the chances of a bankruptcy. More equity issuances are coming, and the longer this lasts, the less likely AMC will fold, even eventually. The math here is simple. If AMC goes into a normalized environment, which could be Q3 2021, with less net debt than when the pandemic started, why would they have any risk at all? Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew bearish on AMC Entertainment, with one bullish and two neutral, three bearish, and three very bearish. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Let's Talk ETFs, and Marketplace Roundtable Podcast on those platforms as well. Have a great week.